Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Jackie, you were in Canada this morning. Is that correct?
This morning. It's true. And they had a first de-icing of the year. Or I suppose there was some de-icing last winter, but it's the first de-icing of this winter's run.
Oh, sure.
Where you're sitting on the plane and they're like, we can't go. We have to de-ice. And then you sit on the runway where there's three other planes who were just de-iced, hoping that you don't get re-iced.
And, was it Air Canada?
It was not. It was, I did Delta, WestJet. WestJet is my least favorite of the Canadians. Except for that they were great because I asked for a fair amount of money and then I paid a little extra and went first class.
Wow.
Guess nice. What fixes everything? A nice. Giant pile of money, it turns out. Who knows that? Absolutely everyone. I'm not surprising anyone by that statement.
Wait, so Delta flies as WestJet into Canada?
Yeah. They pawn it off on WestJet.
And so the you did both legs the whole way to Toronto or the whole way back?
Nonstop.
Oh, man.
Nonstop.
So while you were complaining about the icing, you're sitting in a first class seat?
Uh-huh.
You didn't tell that to the chat. Maybe, you know what? you had we known.
Right. Because I just sat there and I was able to have a cup of coffee right there in a ceramic cup. I also had a shepherd's pie. They served me lunch. The dessert was kind of gross. It was a weird, you know, when they take cake and then they put some sort of jelly thing on top of it. Stop at the cake. Don't right. do it. Exactly. Don't do it.
Simplicity is the soul of yes. dessert, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. And I have to say, that but I did, it was the first year of a comedy festival called Far From Here Comedy Festival. So many people, there were a lot of Americans, but what he had done, this guy Matthew Ardill ran its first year. I was essentially the gala headliner. He rented a small black box theater and had all the shows there. Oh, it probably God. Max sat like 100 max, probably more likely 60.
How many shows total?
I did my seminar, you know, Jackie Cation seminar comedian. I have the one seminar that I can do, which is, it's all about transparency, booking shitty one-nighters and getting okay. rebooked, right? It's just essentially, it's the idiot proof. It's like that thing I posted today about holiday parties, because they were asking me about money and they were asking me about, you know, when did they all listen to this show because they know that we talk about the business part of stand-up and sort of how to do stuff. And so we talked about, but it was 3 hours. It's a 3 hour
wow.
thing.
Yeah. Wait, so you're getting mostly questions the whole time? You don't have a 3 hour presentation locked and loaded, do you?
It's 2 hours.
Jesus. When did mm-hmm. you get, why can't I take it?
Well, it's $5. So why don't you save up?
That's my maximum. That,
well, Matthew asked me what I could charge, what he should charge, and I said not more than 20. So it might have been 20, and it might have been included in because there was like 20 comics.
Oh wow!
One guy, a Boston guy, had been doing it for 12 years. The rest of them, many of them had been doing it for about 6-7 years, and then a couple of them have been doing it for 3 years or less.
Wow. What's the energy like when you're 3 years in this particular.
Right. Because that means you started on Zoom, which is, oh, that was the point of this thing, is that Matthew started it because he got to know a lot of comics. He does stand up, Toronto comic. And he got to know a lot of comics over Zoom. So he kind of wanted to have everybody who he had kind of met. He had seen some great acts over Zoom and he wanted to bring them in.
Neat. That's really neat.
Yeah. And he also, I think he did there were like people submitted. And And it was, and everyone was very nice. And there was, and they pushed the show last night to Zoom. So by gala, essentially.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, the
last minute because of COVID, or just they
no, because it was themed. That was the theme of the thing, was that it was Zoom related. So, but it was $15, and they had pushed other shows to Zoom, and they weren't full, and mine the last show was full.
Cool.
So it kept blowing out the microphone on Zoom.
Oh.
So I have offered to do a Zoom show if those people want to do a Zoom show.
I mean, I don't know that I'm just putting people together without their permission, but Nathan and Natalie did a really good job of doing the New Year's shows to Zoom last year at the Vermont, and maybe they should connect if they want to keep doing it, which I think people should, guys. It's
getting right, Acme too. Acme as well did a really nice job pushing stuff to Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think Comedy Works did, but I don't remember. I never saw it. I saw how they did it at Acme. But it was super fun. I was there a day early, so I ended up having many comics of the week. I had coffee and meals with many comics of the week. Rhiannon Archer and I had a nice dinner. And then Noor Hadidi and I had a nice lunch.
Oh,
and then Courtney Gilmore and I.
How dare you?
And then Courtney Gilmore and I had a very nice coffee.
Oh, cool. How fun, man.
Yeah, super. It was super fun. And Noor got me a couple of unannounced short sets because I was there so early. I was there 2 days early. So hey. I picked up a set at the Comedy Bar, and I picked up a set at something called a little comedy theater called Nothing Fancy.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
I like Toronto Scene. It's
yeah, really, me too.
What I saw was really, really cool and innovative, and just a lot of little underground rooms, it seems like. And then the Comedy Bar is like the staple, and, you know.
Yeah, and there's two of them now. There's two comedy bars. Yeah. And there was only one person in the seminar who was working for Yuck Yucks. And she was like, I don't do it anymore. And I said, good. They only have 5 clubs left, Yuck Yucks. And they still have that policy that you can't work other clubs. And they still have that policy that if you do work other clubs, you have to give them a cut of the money.
That is insane. You can't be that arrogant if you only have five weeks of work. That's
right
ridiculous.
On. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's
gutsy stuff.
Yeah, comedy will move past you if you're just going to stay in your dumb rules that you shouldn't have been playing
in the 90s. At all. Not if you want comics that are any good at stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Well, it's not wanting good comedy. It's wanting to own people.
That's what it is. It's go lay down, doggo. Dogs are very excited I'm home. I'm excited I'm home.
I have an injured dog. This has been unbelievable. Okay.
What happened?
I had somebody come in to look, because I have a rat situation, right?
Ooh,
and it's because of the bird feeders. You know?
Okay.
Not in the house, but they're at the bird feeders, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the guy's like, you got to get rid of those bird feeders. And I'm like, it's not happening. So we're figuring out something else. So he set some traps and we're just going to make sure everything's plugged, sealed, so that no rats nearby can get in. And I'm going to do a better job of cleaning up the bird seed once it falls so that there's less for them to feast on. But Jackie, I love my little birdies. I'm sorry.
You love those birds. You do love those birds.
And the brown birds only eat the seed. And I like the brown birds. If I just wanted finches, I could get the finch seed. The rats don't like it, but I love little brown birds too.
Are they called brown birds?
I don't know what they're called. They're
not right, but they're the little brown birds. I do. I like them.
Yeah. Yeah. And so anyway, we're just going to seal everything off and I've already stopped seeing the two that were like Charles and
right. Have they decided to move out of town because there's easier picking somewhere?
They may be in a trap right now. You know?
Oh, fair enough. Is that guy coming back?
Yeah.
Check that trap? That's good.
Yeah. So that should be, so, okay. So that's being dealt with, but while he was in the attic, he's like, no rats in the attic. You're good. Don't worry about it. But you got termites. So you might want to look into that. I'm like, oh, all right. This is incredibly expensive. All this stuff. I took estimate.
All of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Expensive. So I'm like, oh, this is like that it's happening in this financial quarter. It just seems to be continual punches in the stomach.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. All right. Deal. I'll deal. And then, Charmy starts limping. Mm-hmm. Paw, there's like little blood spots everywhere.
By the way, aren't pit bulls ratters? Like, shouldn't she be getting those rats?
Well, that's probably why they're only in that area near the birds, because she's not in that area. Like,
oh, there you go.
Why they're not inside, because they
smell. She is. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So what happened to her leg?
So one of her little toenails ripped. So of course this happened, or I noticed it, on Friday afternoon. And, so the vet's closed. We had to go to the ER, which is more expensive.
It totally is.
That was like $800.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's limping around and, you know, she's on antibiotics and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So there's $1,000 to light on fire.
Yeah. It just feels like, at least the rat thing, it's like, all right, I'm sealing up the house. Okay, that's good. But this is like...
That's extra. And the termites are extra.
Yeah.
Yep. Are you working this week?
I am. I'm just doing local stuff. I'm doing Don't Tell in Costa Mesa. And then just, you know, here and there, out and about in Los Angeles.
Did you get that? Did you get a contact about that the Rich Schneider? Not Scheidner, it's Schneider, right?
Rich Scheidner? Yeah.
It isn't. Okay. Did that lady talk to you about doing some gig?
I forgot to email her back. Let me just
Right, because it's not a lot of money and it's working for the olds. And
it's not a lot of money and it seems like a very far drive, which is probably why I didn't immediately reply.
Yeah, I told her that she asked me to do it, and she said that I told her about you and how cool you were, and she said, would she do it? And I said, well, I would ask you for gas money. So
what do you mean? Paying is gas money, basically.
Well, right. Well, it was this much, right?
Yes.
And I would ask for that much more for gas. Wouldn't you?
Sure, one eighth of a paw fixed.
Sure. Wow, now it's a math podcast. You guys, next on the Jackie and Laurie Show, algorithms. Anyway, so
wait, even worse. This wasn't a financial thing, but it felt like a financial thing. So, you know, trying to get another writing job. It's hard. There's a lot of great writers out of business, right?
Sure. Or
that are looking for the same five slots, right? I mean, it's like really competitive. When all the late night shows that have been canceled, most of those writers are all competing for the same spot. In addition to new writers, you know what I mean? Yep. Like, it's just like a lot. So anyway, I have a contact at a show that I know likes me. And I was like, as far as I know, they're not hiring. And so someone's like, just tell that person you're looking in case they start hiring. And I'm like, I can't. Like, I can't do it.
You can't. Okay.
And she talked me into it. And then we workshopped the sentence for a day and a half, going back and forth.
Wow. Yeah.
They don't seem too desperate.
Right.
Or too needy. But excited.
But also, you want it.
And right? Willing
gotta
to
be bold. You gotta be bold.
Yeah. I'm all in. You know what? What I've realized, I like being part of a little comedy crew. I like being in a team.
Yeah.
I like it. It's fun. Okay. And I like writing jokes.
Everything is better in a team.
That get said that night and not a year later after 15 months of development where nothing feels funny anymore. You know?
Okay. All right. So what happened next?
So then So I get this sentence back and forth, back and forth. We get it. It's good.
Okay.
So I put it in a DM.
Yep.
And then I'm like, oh, I want this, the salutation, the I guess, dear Jackie, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Then you want the next sentence to start on the next line, right?
Okay.
So I should have typed it in manually, but instead I pasted in what I had gone over, and then I tried to move it within the DM, and it took a letter away and it sent it. And I screamed. So then I did a little asterisk sentence I meant to put in.
Yep.
And then I almost jumped into the sea.
I know. Yeah, that is quite a project for one sentence.
For a writing job and make a grammatical error.
A typo, a little in moment. In one sentence. Right.
So anyway, the person responded the next day and just said, great to know.
Right.
No, that's all I wanted. That's all you wanted.
No. Right. Right. Because we overthink it for 2 days and then we accidentally write the wrong word.
Oh, I've been thinking about this for months.
Months.
I happened to have brought it up to somebody I just worked with who's like, that's a connection. You gotta act this way when you have a connection. And I'm like, it feels like cheating.
Oh, all of getting a job is cheating. Finding work seems to be some sort of game that you don't just walk in off the street and become the CEO of something, right?
I know.
You don't even, what was your first job?
What do you mean?
When you were a kid.
Job? When I was a kid?
Yeah.
Well, I worked in a deli, but I got fired.
You got fired? How old were you?
I guess I was 19. Here's the thing. I was a competitive swimmer, you know. Yeah. And so that was like my job. Like,
yeah.
After I dropped out of UCLA and stopped swimming, I was like, oh, I'm no longer in the privileged athlete category of life. And I have to get a job and figure my shit out.
Yeah.
So
you never had a job. You just swam like a crazy person as a child.
In high school. Yeah.
Right.
In school and yeah. High school and whatever college I went to. And then after that, I had a series of little, you know, telemarketing. I worked at Le Petit Boulangerie. I did, you know, house cleaning, little just things where I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Retail and yeah.
Yeah. And then I started doing comedy somewhere in that time. And I was like,
how did you learn code?
Oh, cause I started my own website. I got my URL, my domain. I got it in 1996 or 5, maybe really early. I got kilmartin.com.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know,
and then just got a book and taught yourself. And yeah. cause that was your day job, right? In New York.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's real.
And I went into our code for the Jackie, our website where we were, you know, keeping all our names. It's such a mess. Weebly or WordPress or whatever we're using adds so much extra shit. And I was like, it was just like horrendous to look at. So I cleaned it up a little bit and I think it looks a little bit better, but it does need some tweaking. But also I don't think a lot of people go on the page. So I don't want to spend a ton of time on it.
Right. But you did update all of the comics of the week.
Yeah, we're all up to date except for today's, but I'll do that before, you know.
Yeah. It's I
7 years of female comics.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. And
let's say like 7 times.
We have a couple of,
you know.
We got a couple of double ups, right?
Couple. So say like 340. I took out 2 because they had transitioned.
I was going to say, right?
Yeah.
I just they don't get to be
transitioned. So we're not going to, you know, they don't ID as female anymore. So we're not going to have them on our list.
Right. They don't want it either. Right.
Yeah. At least one had asked, and I think the other would probably not prefer to be on a list of women at this point. So, sure. So yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I like it. I am. The show last night was good. I've been working on a lot of this new stuff. That AI thing. Virginia Jones said the funniest thing about that Lensa AI art thing that makes everybody look like the best anime character in the whole wide world.
A couple for me that were really cool. I was like, wow, I wish I looked like that. That'd be awesome. That's
what I said. And she had did she give you that same answer, which was, that is everyone's struggle, Jackie. The fascism of idealism or whatever. The ideal image of fascism. And so I was trying to, and I don't think that there's any legs on this thing, but it did lead to, like, because here's mine, right? And
love it.
Yeah. I've never been attracted to myself more. that's the bit I wanted to do about how I was like, oh yeah, I mean, I've made do with myself, but
I like that. That's very funny.
Wait a minute, pardon me.
I understand. Very funny.
I forgot that would be all right. So but it did lead to what I think of, see, because that joke right there is perfectly fine joke, right? Two lines, very funny. I want to fuck myself. I've never wanted to before. I've made do. Right. Hilarious joke. Here we go. But I, of course, on stage, took it to, this is why cloning is against the law. And it led to this long thing about how you would raise a clone, but then the clone would be, would actually be a person, right? Like, if you clone a person, you're raising another human being, right? With its own brain. And then, of course, the punchline would be something like, why would that now beautiful me want to fuck this? And so, of course, it turned into a self-esteem issue. But
you're hurting your own feelings.
I'm hurting my own feelings. But it is, of course, 20 years later, because it would have to be consensual adults. Yes. But it's why I think cloning, because if we did, like, if Elon Musk or like a billionaire cloned themselves, they right. would want to do it so that they could transplant their own brain into a new body. That's why they'd want to do it.
Right, I
did read, there's a great science fiction series that I've read where they talk about the legalities of cloning, and they do a pretty good job on the surgery. 50% chance that you will die, but 50% chance that you will live and you will have your own, a new body that
Do
has
you
been
remember
raised.
Your previous life?
Yes. It's just your same brain just transplanted into a younger you, essentially. As it's a way to do immortality, right?
Right.
Except for it's a 50-50 chance that you're not going to make it at all. But, you know, 100% chance that the clone that grew up is dead, because they take that person's brain out and throw it away. So, yeah, so it was a very interesting science fiction novel about the legalities of that and what it would mean if we could do that surgery, and how much billionaires would want that surgery. Except for, wouldn't you want, like, if you looked like Jobs, wouldn't you want to look like someone else?
I thought Steve Jobs had a good look. Now, Elon Musk is unattractive by every metric. And
yeah. Every metric.
The body, the face, the whole thing. The lips are disgusting.
I never wanted to see a Quentin Tarantino movie come to life more than Inglourious Basterds. And I don't like Quentin Tarantino. He's not for me.
How do we get a Quentin Tarantino here?
Because I was thinking about Elon Musk and about how he posted something that was genuinely, it was that thing about Fauci. Fauci. Yeah.
My pronouns,
like, a soft
prosecute Fauci.
Yeah.
He wants to be funny. He's desperately wanted to be funny. I told my son, I'm like, you have something that Elon Musk will never have. You're funny. Like, what we have
Yeah.
He can't buy and he can't make happen in his head. He doesn't have it. It's impossible. No.
And he's unwilling to put the time in to find out if he'll ever be funny.
He doesn't have it. Jackie, you have it or you don't have it. He doesn't have it.
He won't
accept it. He's so mad that he's just decided to ruin a whole bunch of other shit.
Right, right. He's gross and terrible. But speaking of stand-up comedy, let me ask you a question. Have you ever met someone that was not funny and then several years later met them again and they were funny? I have. I've funny. Seen it.
Funny. You mean they're getting laughs?
No, I've seen plenty of that. That exists in our world a lot, where you can get laughs and audiences will leave going, I guess I saw a show.
Yeah.
And but they weren't funny. But people that were like that were genuinely not funny. They were either abrasive. They were, the topics they were picking were not personal enough, or they were mean. And then like 3 years later, I'll see them and they've either fucking mellowed out and sort of found their rhythm on stage, and they've become, and I'm not using this term lightly, authentic. No, I'm not using it at all. Because they just sort of figured out the stuff that they should be writing about. They've gone inside a little bit,
right,
and picked topics that fucking mattered to them.
I would argue that people like that, even if they aren't funny initially, like they're not getting laughs, they are funny. They just don't know what they're doing at all.
But I wasn't seeing it. I saw people that I didn't think would ever be funny become funny. Hmm. And I've seen My Favorite Year. I know it's funny is hard to teach. But I get it. Did you ever see that with Mark Lynn Baker, where he tells a joke and he tries to teach that woman how to tell a joke?
Oh, I forget that scene.
It's the greatest scene, because he says there are people that are funny and there are people that aren't funny. And all of the Marx brothers, except for Zeppo, Laurel and Hardy, whatever. And on the unfunny side, anyone who plays the accordion professionally. That was the joke.
Al Yankovic? Right? Yeah.
Which I don't think is true. I actually know a couple of people who play them. They're not hilarious, but they're not unfunny. My friend Maureen Fitzpatrick, she plays the accordion professionally. She busked all over Europe. She's from Iowa. She now lives in Ireland.
There's that. She's like, I don't know her. Is she about our age?
Yeah, a little bit older. Yeah.
Okay, so there's like the generation of Irish people that went all in with Maureen, Colleen, you know.
Did you know that Kathleen's Madigan's sister's name is Kathleen?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but there's a Kathy and a Kathleen in her family.
There, you don't know who Mary T. Maher is, right? She's a swimmer. She would have gone to the 1980 Olympics and destroyed the 200 fly, whatever. She was like one of 11 kids, and her oldest sister was named Mary, if I remember this correctly. She went into the nunnery, and then the younger Mary was born, and they're like, oh, well, the older one doesn't use Mary anymore.
No, she changed her name to Philip or something.
Yeah. So they gave the young one the name Mary as well.
And here's, now, this just digressing. Hamilton, the oldest son's name was Philip. When he was killed in that duel that we know they had another kid. They had a ninth kid because they had eight kids. She had eight kids.
Yeah.
And they had another boy and they named him Philip.
Ooh.
Wow. Because the first boy was named after her father. Oh. And her father was the money. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wanted
He
was a muckety muck of some sort. Yeah.
Oh, well. I think I might be doing a, let me type this in the chat.
I have five shows to listen to from Madison to see if there are any tracks that I could pull off of those old tracks that could be massaged and just sent to Sirius. Oh, really? Are you going to work with those people that you've just typed in the thing?
Yes, I think so. They're doing a run of specials in April, and mm-hmm. I think I'll have enough material, and I could use material from Corset if I needed to fill in an hour.
You could use all of it. Like, yeah.
You know what? Nothing matters anymore. It's nope. like you, you can put out the album and then do the set, and then people are like, oh, that's that joke. You know this. You do a joke that they've seen off TikTok, and they're excited to hear it. They're not like, well, she's not writing enough. Like,
it got a little tight on me last night, by the way, because they there was at least 10 or 11 people who had seen I have cannibalized Staycation so bad on TikTok and Reels that there was a fair amount of nodding.
Oh.
When I would tell the jokes. That's not what I'm looking for.
Are you sure that's why?
I asked. I mean,
maybe it's like a bad crowd. Oh, you
know. No, I asked.
And they had
I said, so have you guys heard the album? And like, they cheered. And I said, so have you seen the special? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, well, that's unfortunate.
Oh.
And then I tried, you know, I tried some new premises and stuff. And, you know, I have 35 minutes worth of premises is what I've got. And some of those jokes are very good. And some of them are not. Some of them need a fair amount of work. Let's take a break before I walk into the sea.
I'm Jordan Cruciola, the host of Feeling Seen, where we talk about the movie characters that make us feel seen.
And I'm the show's producer, Marissa. Jordan, you've interviewed so many directors, actors, writers, film critics, and I like to play this little game where I take a sip of coffee every time someone says, that's such a great question.
That's such a fabulous question.
Or they tell you how smart you are.
I think that you are rather brilliant.
And of course, the big one is, When they cry unexpectedly. Yes.
Jordan, I don't want to cry on your podcast.
I wasn't expecting to cry.
I mean, it makes me kind of want to cry.
Feeling Seen comes out every Thursday on MaximumFun.org. Listen already. What are you waiting for?
Jordan, that's such a great question.
Guys, your hair is unique. So your hair care should be unique too. Function of Beauty, one of our longtime and most favorite sponsors, makes products that are 100% customizable with ingredients designed and formulated to meet your specific goals. It's the world's first fully customizable haircare that creates individually filled shampoos, conditioners, styling, and treatment formulas based on your hair type. You take a little hair quiz. It's super quick. It's designed to build up your hair profile and select up to five hair goals. My goals is always up, 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 up. I just select high five times. Then you get your freshly filled formula delivered straight to your door and prepare for good hair days ahead. Of course, my favorite is eucalyptus. I love to get that scent, and I switch up my colors. I will have orange eucalyptus at times, which goes against all things that are natural. But you know what? I still enjoy it. It makes my hair smell great. And I love it. So go to functionofbeauty.com, take the hair goals quiz. You'll save 20% off your first order when you subscribe and use the code Jackie Lori. It's functionofbeauty.com/Jackie Lori. Let them know you heard about it from our show to get 20% off your first order. Functionofbeauty.com/Jackie Lori. Save 20%. You know what says, I appreciate you. Cake. Get your loved ones a delicious treat from Milk Bar this holiday season. A box of desserts shipped right to their door is sure to spread the cheer. Look, James Beard award-winning celebrity chef Christina Tosi opened the first Milk Bar bakery in 2008 in New York City. And she's been shaking up the dessert scene ever since with her unique spin on iconic flavors. Now you can ship Milk Bar's desserts nationwide. For limited time, Milk Bar is offering their delicious new chocolate mint chip cake. Oh my God, that sounds good. And truffles and peppermint bark snap cookies. This is the kind of stuff I love. This is the chocolate content I crave. Just in time for the holidays, or up for a classic Milk Bar pie, the famous cult favorite holiday treat made from toasted oat crust with a gooey butter filling. I have not got my Milk Bar yet. I am salivating for it. When I read the ad copy, I'm like, put it in my mouth, please. Please, Milk Bar, get us our Milk Bars. I'm so excited for them. Right now, Milk Bar has a special limited time offer. Get $15 off any order of $80 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/Jackie Lori. You get $15 off an order of $80 by going to milkbar.com/Jackie Lori. Let's make this peppermint bark happen.
and let's talk about our Tambor Massman, right? Is it Massman?
Massman, yeah.
Massman.
Yeah, she's a Seattle comic. Kyle brought her to our attention. She's very funny. She's sarcastic and sharp and tall. And
tall.
Just seems super Seattle-esque.
Was my favorite kind of thing where you walk off, they walk off stage, you start into a conversation, you're already immediately zinging each other. And it was like, oh, I didn't realize we've been friends for 20 years. It was a beautiful moment.
And what I liked is I like that she does drag. She is does stand up. She clearly hosts a karaoke night. I think
she's
it
a
was,
real
or a trivia. Right, right. She's multifaceted a diamond. She's got a lot of facets. Yeah. So Tambor Massman. And how do you? What's her Instagram handle?
Oh, it is at the glam bam tam. Solid handle. T-H-E, glam, G-A-L-M, bam, B-A-M, tam, T-A-M.
That's a winner right there, yeah. Tambor. Well played. Comic of the week, Tambor Massman.
Yes, comic of the week. Jackie, maybe after I tape this special in April, I'll just take the industry's long 10 years of suggestions and this just leave the business. Like, why should I? Let me just put it all out there on the field and walk away.
Walk away. The office.
They're hiring. You see their signs. They're hiring. I'd be good.
Everyone's hiring. Yeah, you'd be real good. And I'm gonna try to put out tracks. And that guy is looking at Saturday first show because it had a lot of stuff. But I did like some old jokes from circus people. It turns out when I tell people that I wanted a dog so bad that when I was 9 years old, I wanted to be blind so I could get a dog. Yeah. And my parents laughed in my face. People get sad. Let me tell you something about 1997. They would laugh in my face again. They thought it was hilarious. And then because Nancy Kashian would be, she just laughed and she was like, "We're still not getting you a dog. We'll get you a stick. And you could name the stick." She literally said to me, "You could name the stick."
Did the bit work now?
It's a little sad. They get a little aw. A couple of shows, but one show it hit.
That's cool. So I tried the talking penis bit a couple
of times. Wait, with the
I can't get through it. I don't know how I did that for so long. I can't get through it. Is there a way to modernize it? I don't really know, because me saying I'm talking to a penis at this point, I haven't had a conversation with a penis in a long time, Jackie. Let's
I know. Put it that way. Right, so right. Well, you're writing fiction.
This all the time. I mean, back in the day, I was, you know.
Right, you were working the rooms. You were working at,
I had the boyfriends.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm like, should I put energy into bringing this back, or do I just go, that's a time capsule? I mean, the whole point of it was that I was trying to encourage women to tell their partner who was at the show to use that they wanted to use a condom because HIV, you know, there was no cocktail for HIV once you got it, you know, at some point.
Right.
AIDS, right. So it was like it had a good message and it was still stupid. And I thought women could have that conversation, you know, make a joke about it and be sort of like empowered, you know?
Yeah.
And also close on a massive dick joke that but times are different now, and I don't think,
and some things you can't like, I don't like, somebody was trying to suggest that I bring back a couple other very old, very, you know, they're great bits, but I can't face, and they aren't they would work, right? They're much like that joke that could be reworked and be a perfectly fine dick joke closer.
Yeah.
The jokes that I would do could also work. The Final Fantasy Legend joke, the LA Pet joke where the meow meow with the glasses, and the there was three And that's where I keep my vagina joke. But I can't face doing them again. It's first of all, I would have to listen to them a lot. I'd have to, but they're evergreen if they ever play them again on the radio. Mm-hmm. But they aren't, I'm not in that place right now. I don't think I could do it. And I don't want to, I guess.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It just feels like, you know, sometimes there's a way, sometimes you drop jokes because they're not right for you at the time, but they're right later. But it's weird when you drop something that did great and you're just done with it.
It's just done.
Back. Yeah. Like there's a reason it felt done to you.
Yeah, right. Right. Avi Lieberman asked me to do that Final Fantasy Legend joke every time. and I still get messages from people saying, you know, it's not actually in Final Fantasy canon, the game you're talking about. And you're like, don't care.
I'm sorry, Jackie. I'll stop emailing you about it. So with this guy, though, you're just going to release individual tracks. They're not associated with an album. So that's what we're doing now. Like it used to be like so structured. Now it's just like, let's just throw tracks out there. So
real things.
Can play this shit so I can make some money. It's mayhem in comedy right now.
It is a free for all. I'm just going to throw shit at the walls and hope it sticks.
Yeah.
Like a monkey. And yeah, that's what I'm doing. But it's true. I do have a fair amount of work coming up and I have a fair amount of off time. Like this week, I'm taking the week off.
No stand up?
No stand up. We're going to Solvang. We're going to go see Kites and Fudge, or just Danishes, really. There's no Kites and Fudge. There might be, but I didn't see them when I was there working with Brian Regan. But Andy and I were just going to kind of laze around. We're going to go maybe look at a rock formation or a tree or something. Mm-hmm. And we're going to read comic books and hang out, and I think it's going to be fun.
That'll be good. I'm going to do spots until the bitter end of this month. I'm at Cobb's the 29th through the 31st in San Francisco.
Oh, right. Cause you're doing the sort of the group.
I'm going to
New Year's Eve one.
My son, and he's going to run my merch table.
Yes.
Psyched. Yeah. I finally, you know, we just got to get this guy a driver's license and he can take me to and fro the airport. I mean, at some point, child works for you.
That's it. Just get him to work.
Yeah.
It's, you're not going, like, the weekend before Christmas, you're not going out, are you, the 22nd?
No, I'm not going out again until the 28th, where I go to San Francisco.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to book New York this week. That's something I do have to do on my week off, is book New York.
Oh yeah, you should send your avails to Patrick for sure. Like
Patrick at the stand for sure. And but I'm gonna hit you up for other things. And then Josh Gondelman's always good for a good list of, you know, hat stores and liquor emporiums that have stand-up comedy. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm doing the Comedy Castle, and then I'm going to New York, and then I'm going to Sioux Falls, and then I'm coming home. Wait, I think I'm gone all of January, actually. I don't think I must come home after Sioux Falls, right? Because it's, Comedy Castle.
Are you doing a funny one?
It's a festival.
Jesus, Jackie. I'm not in any festivals, and you're a festival a month.
A festival every month. Oh, and then Sunnyvale. Rooster Teeth Feathers Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. At the end of January.
I think I'm there in March.
And then I'm doing a festival in February.
Enough with your festival.
Traverse City.
Comedy Attic in February. And then I'm doing, I'm at a theater in Corvallis, January 14th, which is about an hour from Portland. And
okay.
You guys know I've been complaining about the chain in Portland that doesn't book me. This is as close as I'm getting to Portland.
Right.
So if you have Jackie and Lori fans, prepare to drive down to Corvallis. Let's do
that. And are you doing the full weekend in Corvallis?
No, it's just like a Saturday night. It's at a theater.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's like one show and, you know, let's have fun. Well,
I wonder how far is Corvallis from Portland? Did you
just said it was an hour.
I'm so sorry. It's an hour. So, cause you could add the Friday. Maybe you could do a Friday in Portland at the Siren.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I don't want to mess up this Corvallis gig. I could find out.
Right. I have a Arden, Delaware next March. Mm. And it's nearish to Philadelphia. And he was like, just don't do Philadelphia. And I was but it's only one night in Arden, Delaware. And he's like, well, let me see if I can find something a little further out. And I'm like, okay, I will drive 2 hours if you could add another night and I can make some more money and make it. Because flying out to Delaware, East Coast flying, especially if it's not New York, can be kind of spent.
It's awful. It's awful. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make Diamond. Not going to make Diamond this year.
Wow.
It's not going to happen. I'm going to stay platinum.
Flights, Jackie.
What?
Too many Southwest flights.
Possibly. I am A-list on Southwest. Do you know what that means? Very little.
I think you get to board earlier.
Not early enough. You still have to.
I'm always in the C group. So I see you people boarding early. I wouldn't mind that. How come you're all these things and I'm not? I'm flying Southwest more than you, Jackie.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what I'm doing right or wrong. I got a free cookie at the DoubleTree in Toronto. Things are coming. Everything is coming up roses for me.
and I have termites.
And you have termites. Oh. I finished all of my books, which isn't true. I have stacks and stacks of books. But I fit it like I came home on the airport this morning. I finished the novel I was reading. I finished the other novel I had yesterday. I hadn't brought any comic books with me, so I had to reread something on Kindle like an animal. And
look at this book. I spent
buried summer. Giant.
All right, Jackie. He wrote something else that bothered me, but I liked it in the end. So I'm like, all right. Kazuo Ishiguro. And it's called The Buried Giant. It won a Nobel Prize for Literature, and I fucking hated it. I said, I waited till the end. I'm like, maybe Anne's going to justify all this. And with a short story with 200 pages of meat in the middle that drove me insane. Summer.
Yeah, that is terrible. This reminds me of the 200 pages of camping that was in the last two books of Harry Potter. Yeah, always.
My son and I finished Malcolm in the Middle. God, okay. It's so great. It's such a great series.
Okay.
Completely holds up. I loved it. And then we just started Arrested Development.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carmen Morales told me that I should watch the new Pinocchio by Del Toro.
Del Toro.
Del Toro, yeah.
And I was like, no, I read it. I know that it's a sad sack, and I know that Del Toro will make it beautifully even sadder and creepier. So guess who wants to sleep at night? Me. I don't need to see it. It's good. But I'm happy for him. Let's take another break.
Al Loveland here with breaking news on a revolutionary form of entertainment, professional wrestling. For more, we go to our correspondent, Danielle Radford.
Professional wrestling is the craze that's sweeping the nation, featuring fisticuffs and colorful costumes.
But who can help us make sense of this world of body slams? Lindsay Kelk has the answer.
Sources tell us of an amazing podcast called Tights and Fights, filled with discussions of the absurdity of professional wrestling, plus all the sincerity and hilarity that you could shake a stick at.
Listen to the Tights and Fights podcast every week.
Find it on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
And your old-timey radio.
Okay, so Saturday, I had three shows Saturday, but my first show was at 4. My second show was at 7:30, and the third show was at 11.
Okay.
It was a long
what? That's a lot.
I came with me to the 4 o'clock. It was a Fielding Edlow show at the Dynasty Typewriter.
Okay.
And then we went to In-N-Out and we're in the drive-through for almost an hour. The whole thing took an hour. Dropped him off, curled my hair, got to the Frogtown show late, but I still made my spot.
Wow.
But
still
having a heart attack. And then I came home, chilled for a little bit. We watched two Arrested Developments, and then I went to the store and did Tammy's show very late at the Belly Room.
Oh, Love yeah. You. Tammy's back. Mm-hmm. I have to say that I don't want to... It's so much like that 3 hours during the day. And then I was offered two sets on Friday night. And I did one of them in Toronto because I'm like, I'm not wandering the streets. I just 3 hours talking to comics, as much as I love talking to comics. And then a good hour and a half of it. Was that an hour and a half? It was easily an hour, I would say. It was Q&A.
Wow. That's right. A lot of energy to put out. Of course you need right. to rest a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So I came back and I chilled out and there was three older people in the elevator, no masks anywhere in this entire hotel. And there were these three older people who I press the button for the elevator. The elevator opens. It's a wall of elevators, so I have to walk to the third elevator. And some older woman pops out, scares the shit out of me, and then makes fun of me for 23 floors because I was scared. And I was like, wow, this feels intense, lady. And she was like, why were you scared? And I said, well, because you jumped out of nowhere. I was just a little. And she was like, you were scared. And it went like that for 23 floors. And I'm like, what are you, my dad? It's like this sort of neat. I don't button pushing from some stranger.
A Canadian woman is behaving this way. Wow.
Right. She was a terrible example for the entire nation. See, and yeah.
But you were staying at a hotel with 23 floors. Were you at the Sheraton?
Or is that a Doubletree Hilton?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing about Canadian table service. They don't expect to be tipped, and they act like they're never going to be tipped. So the service was not great. Let that just be said. So
I am tweaking my mom chunk because... there's a setup I'm keeping and a punchline I'm changing just because I feel tired of it.
Okay.
And it also feels like part of my COVID jokes were most of them came during the first year and COVID has changed so much that it's different now. So the jokes are, need to feel like they're more of the moment and not of 2020 and 2021. Mm-hmm. So that's all. I mean, there's one punchline I'm changing that I think has potential. And then another one I just might drop completely because.
Wow. Do you know? So this is, I think you have to just because of how much it has changed. And you have to, because you're still doing jokes about COVID. We're all still doing jokes about pandemic and masks and people and, you know, but yeah. So do you know that a week from Monday, we're doing a show with Kyle Clark at the Oaks Tavern in Sherman Oaks?
Oh, okay.
On December 19th at 8 p.m., I believe, at the Oaks Tavern.
Oaks Tavern.
On Moore Park. It's
going to be a heck of a show.
Yeah.
That's a good room.
That's what you said. I'm holding you to it. No, I think it'll be fine.
Oh, God.
Okay. And
I have another thing on the 19th, but I can probably do both.
Okay. And then I'm doing a show at the Improv Lab on Wednesday. So I'm trying to figure out, because I already booked two other people to come and do it. And Rita was talking about me getting to do a long set. But if you guys want tens, you want tens?
Yes, please.
What was it? I'm not going to turn that. Wednesday, the 14th?
The 21st?
21st, yes.
December 21st, tens, Kyle, Lori.
Yeah.
What'd you say? All right. What's that time?
This is a comedy podcast, if you ask me. Finally.
Hell yeah.
Right now we're doing it. And yeah, and then am I? No, that's a Zoom. Yeah.
Oh, we are going to do a live Jackie and Lori show. We haven't booked it yet, on January 23rd at Flappers. That's a Monday night. So prepare to come.
Oh, right, right.
You know,
wait, the 23rd, we're doing the Flappers one?
Yeah. Mask up. You can wear your mask. Come on out. You know, we're fine with that.
The day after my birthday.
Wait.
Why?
I'm going to put it down, pick up a pen, and you're going to tell me when we're at Flappers.
January 23rd.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Flappers. I was looking at December 23rd, and I'm like, well, we can't do it December 23rd. We're doing something December 26th. We're going to do a Zoom show December 26th, you and I.
Yes, that's right. December 26th, we're doing a Zoom
show. It's going to be like a Patreon Max Fun.
For our Patreons and Max Fun, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And links will go out. Everybody, yeah. We'll find you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. And if you're not either of those two things, you may have to pay if you want to come.
It's a Boxing Day special.
We're
prepping for our Patreon. Our next interview will be with Marcella Arguello. We're going to record that early in January, put it up immediately. That's for our $5 and uppers.
On the Patreon.
So exciting things are happening.
How about your shirts? Did you end up ordering merch?
I did. I should call Caitlin just to double check it. But yeah, I'm gonna have some of my Cobs. I'm gonna bring shirts to Cobs and see how they sell. Or is this an investment for me or not? And I have books, and we'll see if people wanna, you know, do that. People are festive on New Year's Eve, you know, that weekend. They seem to be more into spending money at that point than other times, maybe.
Right.
I'm so mad. My books came right after I got back from Dr. Grimm's, you know.
Right.
The first Saturday show, I probably could have sold a lot of books. I mean, I know if you know me and you're, you know, maybe you already have my stuff, but a lot of people just wander in. I'm still at the... Oh, a girl. I'll go. And then, so, you know, it's new potential customers, guys.
Right. For sure. It's, I do like, I've had so many comments on, I don't know if just to abandon the comments, because the way this guy, the way these clips are getting a lot of play, I'm getting thousands of comments. And a lot of them are dumb, right? Like people want to get into a real discussion about empathy and the word an empath. And they don't get that I'm talking about like Emma Frost. I'm talking about an X-Men. I'm talking about a fictional thing, not empathy itself, which I wouldn't make fun of on a dare. I'm not there. I'm all for it. And then the other one is I had the one that I just posted was the braces joke.
Oh, yeah, with Antoine Young.
Yeah, Antoine Young, who, by the way, made a comment. He was like, it's true. They're coming off any day now. And,
he doesn't mind me the star of your joke.
I tried to give him that joke.
And he wouldn't do it.
He didn't want it. And Vargas and Amy Anderson were like, could you write us jokes? Because it killed so hard when I did it. But he would have had to turn it around and turn it into something else.
Yeah.
So, but he didn't, he didn't want it. But, and he's, you know, his name is all over my album.
Nice. And so is that clip doing well?
That clip is doing very well. But I've had a lot of people talk to me about customs, like what customs is like and what the responsibility of white people with black people and black people with white. And I'm like, what's happening? This is a 37 second joke. It's a joke about braces. Some guy wants me to define the word terrorist. And I was like,
Jackie, welcome at all. Welcome at all.
Come on,
this is good.
You know what I do? Delete, remove, delete, block, remove. Like, if it gets too weird, like, I try to answer some of them, and then I get bored, and I was like, it's all well and good. Here's the weird thing, is the reels are now blowing up, and I've got 15,000 new followers in the last week and a half, but TikTok has slowed the fuck down, but still is fine, I'm just tired of looking at both of those apps. So, yeah. And Hive, I don't know if you've tried to use Hive, but it won't let me post things. It's supposed to be sort of an amalgamation of Instagram and Twitter, but it won't let me post video.
I'm hoping Elon gets out of Twitter. Like, he gets sued. Yeah. You know, if I were a Tesla shareholder, I would be fucking furious with him because he's damaging the Tesla name and he's damaging the value of their shares, you know, and maybe even SpaceX too. I don't know, but I would be enraged if I was a big Tesla person.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking it up. People are swearing to never buy a Tesla. I would never buy a Tesla. I would never. No. To me, that's like buying a Trump steak or something. It's like, just, you know, like just showing your allegiance, you know? And that's right. What that, you know, car company started.
Right. You would think, but I don't know. This, by the way, we're going to, go ahead.
No, I keep waiting for Kyle to put 60 in the chat.
We're about 2 or 3 minutes out, I think, from what I can see.
God, you're a good judge on that.
Well, you know, I've been doing stand-up for a long time. I know what an hour feels like. But I have to say that right after this, we're going to go drive around and look at lights.
Me?
Yeah.
We got to do that, too. We'll do that this week.
Yeah.
My kid's at a... his friend is turning 18, so they went to Six Flags. They've been there 7 hours nice. And counting.
Oh, my gosh. And Six Flags has, during lockdown, Andy and I got to drive through Six Flags, the Magic Mountain.
Oh, cool.
And see the lights. And there were characters, like, waving, mm-hmm. like elves and Santas and whatever. And not that there's more than one Santa. It was just the one Santa. And, but you got to drive through, and I don't think they're doing it now. I think that people are just going to Six Flags and walking around Six Flags. I will say that Disneyland was so gorgeous last Monday. Mm. And though the Marvel thing was lame.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Good. Yeah. We did see the Spider-Man
the show. Most amazing thing in the world, that robot.
No, it wasn't a robot. It was a Spider-Man actor.
No, cool. That second part, Jackie, where he's flying, that's a robot.
Oh, where he flies through the air?
Yeah.
It looked like they just threw a dummy.
Uh-huh. It's a stunt robot.
Okay.
60 yet?
We got close. 2 minutes and change.
Okay. So know in your heart that but Disneyland was so gorgeous. Like, it was all lit up, and it was very, very beautiful. And it was a very nice day.
Did you, when I took my son to Tokyo back when I had a job and felt like that was a good use of my money, we went to the Disneyland in Tokyo and it was incredible. I think I told you this, we watched the entire Avengers movie Endgame while we are in line for a minute long
What?
Yes, I had one of those.
It was a 90-minute.
Oh, it was longer than that. Whichever one was like 2 hours long, we watched.
Oh yeah, Endgame was really long.
Inched above through the line, but I got a really cool. There, you know, they have like a moon. They'll have like a moon, and you can have someone can sit in front of the moon.
Oh, yeah.
And a silhouette. I've got so many cute pictures of my kid.
Oh, that's awesome. We went to Hong Kong Disneyland when we were there 10 years ago, and that was amazing. Do you remember the army guys in Toy Story? They had real guys dressed in green paint with their feet glued together on a thing that they had to walk like this.
Oh, wow.
It was nuts. And the only ride that was good in all of California Adventureland was the Incredibles roller coaster. which was super fast and really fun. But I'm glad your son is seeing Christmas stuff at, because I want to go to Magic Mountain and see Christmas stuff because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
I love it. It's also solstice and Kwanzaa. It's that, that's a joke that hopefully...
What? Oh, go.
That's a joke that I've got that that I hope that we clip out and send off to play in the next week, but won't, I don't think it won't happen fast enough. Is my Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, like it's the you know, you say happy everything to everything, and then there's a punchline.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go away. What?
Wait, rate, like, and rate our podcast if you can.
Oh yeah,
if you're hanging around iTunes. And then, you know, if you are a fan of ours, please buy our albums.
Right? Oh, yeah. If I don't know if I could get you guys merch. Like, if you go to JackieCation.com and get merch, I don't think you can get it by Christmas. But you could get it by Armenian Christmas.
Heck yeah. Get I'm selling both of my books for $45. It's a Lori Kilmartin starter kit. And you will have it
Christmas. All right.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.